All right, Craig, thank you. It is Friday, August 18th, 2023. I'm Dave Congleton. Next up, we turn the community spotlight on the fine folks at the Go See Foundation, which means we are joined in studio by the founder of the nonprofit, Allison Berger. Allison, nice to see you. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Introduce Laura for us, please.
So we have Laura Zamora here, and she is an O&M instructor, orientation and mobility specialist, and she's also on the board for the Go See Foundation.
Laura, nice to meet you.
Thank you, Dave.
How'd you get involved? What made you get involved with this?
Alan asked me, but I've been involved with the blind and visually impaired community for many years, and I was her instructor at one time. And
really?
Yeah.
Was she a good student?
She was a good student, yeah. Yes.
Allison, if you don't mind sharing, how's your vision these days?
Not the greatest, actually. I see shapes, and I have about 5% of my vision. I can't make out faces, so it's looking, the way I see is looking at, it's kind of like a hazy, foggy window, basically. And I, you know, my pressure, I've dealt with my glaucoma and just had surgery last month to, get that pressure down, so now my glaucoma is under control, but the damage is done, and it is what it is, but you keep on going.
And you turned around and you set up a foundation.
I did.
What's the purpose of Go See?
So the purpose of the Go See Foundation is to, the mission is to encourage and inspire and empower those that are visually impaired to stay active in the world and to engage with other individuals and to live their life, basically, and not self-isolate and give in to depression. I mean, I've done that. It's hard. It's difficult. Your whole life changes when you lose your sight. Yeah. It's just creates so much stress. But I decided that I needed to get out and do things. So I created the foundation. And we have a great community of individuals here on the Central Coast. We do fun activities from zip lining to wine tasting to kayaking, ceramics. There's all kinds of things we've
done. And it, has it accomplished the goal? Because you were just saying that you were feeling depressed and everything.
Yeah.
Has this turned it around for you?
Yeah, I believe so. Good. I believe that by helping others, it helped myself get out of some of the isolations that I was doing, you know, having some feelings. And I, like I said, your life changes. It's different, you know, when you don't drive and you have to ask for help. And so I think that I'm in a better place and it feels good to help people.
And there are other people out there in a similar situation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just you.
Oh, no. And, you know, it's to talk about it, you find when you're talking about your own struggles, it helps other individuals that are going through the same thing.
Do you find then, Allison, that there are people that they don't know what to say to you? They see you and your dog.
Right.
And they know something's going on.
Right.
But they don't know what to say.
Right. Right. Yeah. It happens all the time. And or they want a pet, Olga. You know, I have a guide dog for those of you that don't know. She's a black lab. She's here in the studio. And actually, I remember the last time I was here, I believe, 7 years ago in August.
Has it been 7 years?
We were on the phone. We had a phone. Okay. Yeah, but I've had her 7 years now. So, but with Olga, she's a distraction. People want to touch her. And, but to you, back to your question.
What do people say? What should people say to someone in your situation?
Ask before they assume that you can't do something for yourself. Give audio verbal communication instead of pointing and saying over there. You know, it's like everybody does it. Even in an ophthalmologist office, you know, you have nurses and people saying and pointing to you. I mean, it's just so frustrating. But if you say turn to the left or it's the third door on the right or, you know, it's just about the communication verbally, frankly. Mm.
Laura, what's your takeaway from working with the Go See Foundation? What have you learned about all this?
Well, I've been familiar with the organization for a while, but it's only since I've come back out of retirement and started working again and doing volunteer work. And I think it's a great, so many people who are blind, visually impaired, like Allison said, self-isolate. They just don't get out in the community, transportation. And so it gives them an opportunity to meet other people that are going through the same struggles that they are.
Do you have a support group, Allison? Through the GoSee Foundation?
Well, I think that we're providing support by, you know, having the community. I don't have a support group necessarily, but we have a book club and a podcast. And I think that by us getting together, we support one another in that community. But I don't necessarily have meetings, but it may be something that we could, you know, actually do.
Put that on your plate, make that happen.
If there's a need for it, you know.
Yeah. I know, Allison, one of the things you wanted to talk about is Camp Ocean Pines.
Yeah, so we are doing our first annual Go-See retreat at Camp Ocean Pines in Cambria coming up October 13th through the 15th. And it's going to be great. We're going to have Jessica Griffith, who is a biologist, and she does birding by ear. And we were at Slow Botanical Gardens. And
Birding by ear. Wow.
It's listening, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's great. And she's phenomenal. We already had an outing at Slow Botanical Gardens, and it was wonderful. So we're having that. We're also going to be having tactile. We're going to be making some art projects. We're going to be just in nature and listening to the ocean and having campfires. We have and songs around the campfire. There's also going to be John and Natalie from Let's Get Tuned that are going to be providing.
Oh, yeah, the
sound and
I was just at the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And they came in to the breakfast and they did their
the gong.
Yeah, they did the gong.
They are amazing.
They've hosted
a session for our group, the Go-See Foundation, and they were so generous. So we have hired them, that we're hiring them to come to Camp Ocean Pines to be part of our retreat. So that's a real treat. And then the campfire as well. They're coming back for that and joining us for lunch. So we're going to be doing that and just, you know, having some time and bring your guide dogs. And if you're visually impaired or blind and you're over 21 and you want to attend, we still have some spots available.
Well, let's back up. When is the retreat?
October 13th through the 15th.
Okay. Who's eligible to attend?
Anybody who is blind or visually impaired and 21 years or older.
Okay. But they have to provide their own transportation.
We're working on that.
Okay.
Because that's a big thing for people. See, who are,
I assume. That's what I get.
Yeah, for getting out to Cambria, you know, the bus system doesn't get you out to there. So we're working on getting that. So if transportation's an issue and you want to sign up, we can make that happen. If we have to get a bus or whatever it is.
Have you had these retreats before?
No, this is our first annual retreat.
Yeah, Laura, what do you think about this idea?
I think it's great. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we're gonna have a lot of the activities going on. I'm gonna volunteer as a sighted guide for anyone who needs it there at the campground. So I think it's great. It's a chance to get together.
A perfect location.
It is. It's beautiful.
Everything on the website?
It is. Yeah.
GoSeeFoundation.org.
That's correct.
Could this be an annual event?
It could be. It says annual.
Yeah.
Yeah. First annual. So I'm hoping it's going to be great. You're going to get a swag bag. It costs $200. That includes your five meals. You arrive on Friday around 2:00. We leave Sunday around noon. But it's going to be a great time.
That's a really good deal.
It isn't a good. It's
you
great.
You should raise that price.
No, we want to help individuals, but
that's a very fair price.
Yeah. Well, you know, the foundation's covering a lot of that, so we're always looking for sponsors, and you know, we're a nonprofit, so we rely on private donations, and you can give on our website. That would be great.
What about, Allison, if a situation like you where you have sight issues, is that the term?
Yeah, I'm legally blind.
Okay, you're legally blind.
Right.
Your partner is normal vision.
Right.
Okay, so if my partner has vision issues, would there be anything there for the spouse or partner of somebody who's legally blind.
Sure.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple that is coming, and she's blind and her husband's sighted.
Yeah.
We're going to have axe throwing for the guys if they want to do that, or anybody, actually. And we're going to have hikes. And, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of couples that are involved, and the guys get together, and they discuss and have conversations about what it's like.
That's what I'm just thinking about is
absolutely.
That you're legally blind, but that affects the other members of your family.
Absolutely.
So it's not just you.
Right. No, it's not all, it's not always about that. And in fact, you know, it's really difficult for, I think the spouse or the caregiver or the friend, or their partner, because it affects their life as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to have a conversation about that. And there, you know, it's interesting. I'm reading this great book by Andrew Leland, and it's called The Country of the Blind. And he has RP, retinitis pigmentosa. And it's a great read. I just started, John and I are listening to it on Audibles. And it's really, really thought provoking.
Name of the book again is?
It's A Country of the Blind by Andrew Leland.
All right. Let's break away. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Allison Berger and Laura Zamora from the Go See Foundation. I'm Dave Congleton. This is AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. John Lindsay gives us the very latest on Hurricane Hillary at 5:05. We are back with our friends from the Go See Foundation. Go to the website at goseefoundation.org. Allison Berger is the founder. Laura Zamora is one of the founders. But you want to ask me a question.
She's one of the board members, not the founder.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I do. Actually, nice intro. I like Stevie Wonder, too.
I played that for you.
I thought you did. A lot of people may or may not know Dave has vision issues.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us your story?
What do you want to know? I was born with cataracts.
Yeah.
I had them surgically removed at the age of, two at four and two at the age of five, where they just basically hacked away at my eye. Had this happened a year sooner, I would have been blind, totally blind.
Mm.
But they did this experimental surgery that worked, kind of. So I grew up wearing the thick Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Then I got contacts. Then in 94, from Dr. Lindberg, I got a lens implant in each eye. So for 20 years, I was 20/20 in my left eye, 20/25 in my right eye. And then it all went downhill starting 2014. So now I only have one my right eye works. My left eye, they've tried twice with a cornea transplant. It doesn't work. Probably because of what happened to me in the 1950s. They hacked away so much.
So much scar tissue.
So much scar tissue.
Yeah.
So, like, if I cover my right eye, I can't see you at all. I'm basically a one-eye wonder.
Yeah.
So.
I remember being, that's the only way I actually remember.
When did your vision issue start?
7. My first surgery was in Philadelphia.
So, like me, this has been a lifelong challenge for you.
Absolutely.
So you knew this was coming all along.
I never expected it. I didn't think I would ever go blind. Maybe that was naive or just a coping mechanism, but I drove. Up until 2010 is when it really started to take its toll.
So what happens next for you? What's going to happen with your eyes?
I think there's no more surgeries that can be done. The latest one was just last month, just to keep the glaucoma under my pressure under control so I don't lose any more vision. But there's no more cornea transplants, partial. They've done what they can, and I think it's just kind of wait and see what happens.
By the way, do you know a couple named Martin and Jill?
Can be. Yes, I do.
They're listening.
Oh, great.
On the Snowberg Tatum line, they want to say hi. We love Allison.
Oh.
And we're very proud of what she's doing.
Oh. I'm thinking I know Jill and Martin. I'm sure it can be, but
yeah.
Thanks.
We'll see. Laura, talk about Allison. She's not going to talk about herself.
Well, I was referred to Allison for some cane training, and so when I met her, I just thought she was a real positive person and willing to give anything a try. And we walked around, I think, Atascadero and on El Camino and learning how to use her cane, because she needed to use, in order to get a dog, you have to be a good cane traveler. And so I don't think you had a cane yet, did you?
I don't think so. And you introduced me to how to take a bus.
Yes, yeah, because we did bus travel. And so she got her intro into mobility and then was ready for her dog. So, but she's a great person, real positive, and tries to rally people together as to support each other. And
so how do you say so positive?
Good question.
Well, what other choice is there? I mean,
to be angry and sarcastic and caustic.
That doesn't get you anywhere.
It got me here.
Yeah. No, come on, Dave. That's not of my nature. I just want to be that bright light.
See, because you were asking about me.
Yeah.
With me, because this has always been my way,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know a different way.
Right.
I'm not angry.
Yeah.
I consider myself to be lucky because, like I said earlier, had this happened a year earlier, I'd be totally blind
mm-hmm.
from the age of four. That would have been tough for me.
Right, right.
And I also worked mainly to make sure, because my mom got chicken pox when she was pregnant with me. She had them one time, and she didn't think you could get them twice. She got them twice. And she always blamed herself for what happened to me.
With your vision, you mean?
Yeah, because it was, I don't want to say it wasn't her, it was her fault. I had cataracts because she was pregnant with me and had the chicken pox. And that's how I got my cataracts.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she always blamed herself for my vision and the thick glasses and all the jokes and everything that I used to get. And so it was this miracle in 1994 when Lindbergh did the surgery, gave me normal eyesight, and he sat in that chair where Laura is, and my mom called from Seattle. If you can imagine what that conversation would, and poor Dr. Lindbergh is just sitting there all embarrassed, and my mom is just, it was really emotional.
Well, as a parent, I mean, you want the best for your child,
absolutely.
Right? You only want the best. And I'm sure my parents, I know it probably is really difficult for my mom. My dad since is gone, but I'm sure it was really difficult for my brother and sister to, watch me go through what I went through.
But look at you.
Hey, look at me.
Look at you.
I mean,
you got your own foundation.
I do. In memory of my dad, Gary Owens.
Yeah, great guy.
Yes, thank you.
Great guy.
The best.
Yeah.
I think he instilled in all of us in our family. You know, he always had that smile, and he was intense, but boy, he got stuff done, and he was just had a zest for life. So.
All right, Allison, let's remind folks, please, about Camp Ocean Pines and the retreat in October.
October 13th through the 15th. It's $200. If you know of anybody who would benefit from that, please reach out to goseefoundation.org, and you can sign up if you want to get in touch with us. Our phone number is 805-242-4220.
And it sounds like this is, don't go to Camp Ocean Pines for the weekend to learn how to not have vision. You're going to go
life-affirming. You're going to have fun. We're going to have yoga. We're going to do archery. We're going to connect.
Archery?
I'm sorry, not archery. We decided it was going to be axe throwing.
Okay.
Well, you can do archery out at Camp Ocean Pines as well.
Well, I guess if you can do archery, you can do hatchet throwing.
Hey, yes, you can. I went to Battle Axe here in San Luis Obispo with my girlfriends, and I threw that axe. And we're going to I talked to the owner, Shelley, and we are going to be doing next month in September an event for the Go See Foundation for people who are blind or low vision. They're going to open up early for us, and we're going to go in, and we're going to throw the axe.
Wow.
You should come along.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I watch my distance, I'm sorry.
Well, it's safe. You
but
know.
See, people, I can joke about it because I only have one eye.
Yeah.
Right? So we get it.
Hey, I'm a blind chick, and I find things most people that are sighted cannot find when we're on family vacations.
Is that because your other senses kick in?
I think so.
I've read that.
Yeah. I mean, my hearing's great.
Your other senses kick in to compensate if you're suffering in one area.
Yeah, I mean, my taste and my smell and my hearing, definitely.
Laura, what haven't I asked you that I should be asking you by now? We only got about a minute left.
Boy, can't think of anything else. I think we've covered things pretty well.
Sounds like a very rewarding organization for you.
It is, yeah. I'm glad to be back, volunteering and helping out and working alongside Allison.
And teaching people how to use the bus?
Yes, and cane travel. So just learning to know where they are in their environment, how to get from point A to point B and be safe.
Are we making that easier? Are we more aware? Because my partner's in a wheelchair right now because she fell and broke her leg.
Oh.
And it's just been interesting to see how hard it is to navigate a wheelchair around.
It's difficult.
Yeah. So for a vision person? For a vision challenged person?
It's tough because of the sidewalks. You know, this county doesn't have sidewalks everywhere. There's a lot of, sidewalkless areas. So it's not easy. It's a challenge.
All right. Thanks to Allison Berger and Laura Zamora for coming in. Allison, final thoughts?
Hey, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Just reach out. I'm here if you want to connect or you want support. The GoSeeFoundation.org is a great place to start.
Laura, anything you want to say in closing?
I encourage people to join in. It's a great support group. You're around people who can understand and be there.
All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather. John Lindsay up next. Let's talk about the hurricane, then we'll take your phone calls. Happy Friday.